The Daily News article audio. Today in top stories. Trump's Transportation Department cancels new review step that could have slowed state projects. President Donald Trump's administration backed off its demand for an extra layer of federal scrutiny whenever states seek even minor changes to their transportation plans after the rescinded requirement sparked concern that some payments for roads, bridges, and transit would be delayed or even halted due to policy differences. Most of the federal money used for transportation projects flows to states almost automatically through formulas established by Congress that consider population and other factors. For decades, states have enjoyed widespread autonomy to set their own priorities and spend the funds on projects they deem most worthy. But under the policy the administration put in place, and then reversed, no additional money was to be allocated until lawyers in the U.S. Department of Transportation's Washington headquarters signed off on any changes. Such amendments to state transportation plans were already subject to a federal review, but it was usually a swift process from a regional office to confirm they didn't violate any U.S. laws. State transportation departments learned of the reversal through an email from Jung Lee, Deputy Director and Chief Policy Officer for the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials. Lee said the Trump administration had confirmed that the review process was being returned to the regional level without the need for lawyers in Washington to sign off. "As this remains a continuing development, we will keep you posted on any further updates," Lee wrote. The U.S. Department of Transportation and the Federal Highway Administration didn't respond to emails seeking details about why the headquarters-level review was implemented and later reversed. The Association of Metropolitan Planning Organizations, or AMPO, which represents organizations that oversee local and regional transportation projects that get federal funding, told its members that at least six states had reported learning about an anticipated pause in getting their plans approved due to the extra review. In areas with large-scale projects or narrow construction windows, even short delays can cascade into prolonged setbacks, increased project costs, and missed opportunities to address critical transportation needs, AMPO said in the memo. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.